You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Don't Fear the Reaper, a song obviously redone in parody form that was retweeted by Trump. And the lyrics, now the time has come, here the power's gone. Russell is the Reaper. He wields the pen, the power, and the brain. Here comes the Reaper. Dems, you are babies. Here comes the Reaper. Gonna tie your hands. Here comes the Reaper. Well, wow. That's always a very positive message. Why are Trump fans and vote pushing death and violence on their people? I don't understand. What a weird message.
Strange. Woo. Okay.
All right.
Well, happy Tuesday.
By the way, we got a text here.
Oh, yeah.
Trump was ringing the bell in that rather odd AI video. Trump should remember the bell tolls for thee as well.
Need more cowbell.
Good point, man.
More cowbell.
Fellas, yeah. It was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Jeez. 7 minutes past the hour. It's a cloudy start this morning. We had some rain earlier. It looks like most of that's out of here. We'll see some sunshine mixed in with the clouds and highs around 65 today. Right now, 53 degrees.
All right. We got another text from Scott. Yep. Democrats in Congress should start a bill where we remove Antifa monuments from the United States. To show how ridiculous this whole thing is, let's name some Antifa monuments to remove.
Okay, yeah.
This whole fabrication that every protester is now Antifa is absolutely absurd and so stupid. But you know, it's actually working. Mm-hmm. All the MAGAs are talking about the protesters now as Antifa.
Yeah,
which is pathetic. But I don't know. Where are the Democrats on this one? We really have to stop that. So much for wishful thinking. You know, talk about ridiculous. You know, it's Don't Fear the Reaper, a parody song. Well, now, Benny Johnson, he's a right-wing podcaster,
mm-hmm.
and he has found a way to get clicks for his website because now he's going after Netflix, the cartoon characters who are coming out as transgender in this cartoon that was canceled about 2 years ago. Kids don't care. And if they did, parents need to answer some questions. The kids really don't care about transgender, whether they come out or not, whether they're in the cartoons, where they're a character in the cartoons. They just don't care.
It doesn't matter to them.
It really does not. But anyway, Benny Johnson wants to boycott Netflix. So much for free speech, right? Congressman Tim Burchett, this guy's crazy as hell. He came out against Netflix, too, and the executives.
Really?
He was talking to a lot of these executives in Congress about all of this sexualized transgender show with young kids as viewers. Let's listen to, this is Tim Burchett at these hearings. This is unbelievable stuff. Enjoy.
Would you be in favor of the Netflix leadership being asked to sort of testify over this radical sexual ideology?
Every time we're on, I always say I'm going to do something that makes news. Here's what I want to do on this one, because the First Amendment and all that stuff. Let's get on it. I'm going to follow up with my folks after we get off. I'm going to call them and say which committee can they be brought in front of. Is it, who? I think what we have to look at, who regulates the FCC, And then since it's cable, does that count? I don't know. I don't know enough about it, but yeah, they need to be brought in.
I'm gonna talk
we need to find out what their agenda is and why they're pushing this stuff. Because from what I understand, that little cartoon is apparently the number one rated cartoon they have on their show. I haven't seen it. It looks kind of like a claymation or something.
No, it's not.
But I said something about it, and immediately, the left pounded on me and said something about, oh, you're just upset because it's a racial family, you know, and I know some gay folks and they are getting a little more ticked off about the transgender situation.
Oh, they
because
are.
Because they're getting lumped in. That's not their fight. I don't think that's their fight. They need to pull off all that garbage. And because, you know, they got their win, they got their marriage thing going nobody cares. Everybody's looking for a fight, but nobody, I live in East Tennessee and nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
And so live your own dadgum life. Just, I always tell people, don't put it in my face and don't tax me. And that's all I care about.
Right.
But that right there is recruiting. That is grooming. That is the worst of the worst, because they're taking young minds and they know they can do that.
Mm-hmm. So, and what happens to those young minds? They're introduced to transgender individuals, and that's not a good thing, I guess, somewhere.
According to him.
Of course, he doesn't want it in his face. As long as it's not in his face and he's not taxed, he's okay with it, except now he's not okay with it. This grooming thing that they keep coming back to. That's all they think about? In response to that, here's a response from one of the individuals. This is pure political theater. Netflix showcasing trans characters isn't evil. It's representation and inclusion, not indoctrination. Dragging private companies to Congress for diversity in programming is an overreach of government power and a waste of taxpayer money. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you very, very much.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Joe is on the line.
All right.
Good morning, Joe. Go ahead.
Well, I did want to indicate that, every conventional system comes with an off switch. So if you really don't like it,
there you go. They don't have to watch it, you know. And if you're a good parent, you won't have the kids watching it.
Yeah. Yes, it's remarkable. There's an off button. There is a solution. You mentioned Tim Burchett, the Tennessee congressman, and it was ringing a few little bells. And I just wanted to add to the picture that Tennessee Congressman Tim Burchett believes that extraterrestrial beings may inhabit 5 or 6 underwater bases off the U.S. coast. In a discussion with UFO researcher, now get this name, Red Panda Koala. Ooh, I don't know. He mentioned that Navy personnel sight high-speed underwater crafts that exceed conventional submarines, and he said these entities could have remained hidden in the oceans for thousands of years. Wow. So that's Tim Burchett. So let's take advice from Tim
and
his underwater alien bases.
Well,
I'm all for it.
Well, what is that, Red Panda?
What was the last
one? Koala.
Koala.
Yeah,
when, this guy, koala, it, yes. It sounds like this guy's looking for a little hug or love.
Yeah. The alien entities, you know, are just getting him a little spooked. But, you know, I highly recommend an off switch. You can always go to an off switch. Yeah.
Good point.
Well, thanks,
Joe,
for that reminder.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that call. 608-879-8255.
Well, you know, while we're teaching kids about transgender individuals, Stephen Miller would like to teach kids about how to love America. Now, this is grooming as well, as far as I could see. This is cut 72.
Okay.
Cut 72.
72.
Children will be taught to love America. Children will be taught to be patriots. Children will be taught civic values for schools that want federal taxpayer funding. So as we close the Department of Education and we provide funding to states,
yes,
we are going to make sure that these funds are not being used to promote communist ideology. For any nation to be successful, it cannot teach its children to hate themselves and to hate their country. So these are a few of the areas in which President Trump has fought the cancerous, communist, woke culture that was destroying this country, where we were led to believe that men were women, that women were men, that racial discrimination was good, that merit was bad, and that safety and physical security mattered less than the feelings of liberal ideologues.
Okay, well, you know, he really came out hard against the liberal left in that statement. And all I can say, you know, if we're communists and we're trying to destroy the country and we're all terrorists, I just want to say that Stephen Miller sounds just like a Nazi. Okay? That's Nazi talk right there. So, yeah, there you go. Back at you. God, I just can't stand him. Let's go to Dick on the line. I need a break.
Okay. Good morning, Dick. What do you got for us?
Good morning. Real quick, I think you guys should be ashamed of what you did to CJ before he got his talking points yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were fair journalists until that, but anyway, off topic, but on to Miller.
Yes.
This supposed interview that CNN did with the president, that's some scary stuff because it's done all by a text back and forth, and he's given – how do you know who's behind that phone texting back? You don't.
Right.
So it's not an interview in any sense. In my, you know, I tell my kids I very rarely text people. There's a lot left out of the equation, especially if you're the president and you're talking to a reporter about something. You know, you don't have voice and play. You don't have a lot of things in a text. But you truly have nothing when you don't know who's texting you. Well, my sense is it was probably Miller that was texting back the messages to CNN.
I know. Yeah, I had that same kind of suspicion as well. You know, he's the guy that's out front right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's the spokesperson, seems.
Yeah.
Could be.
All right, Dick, good theory. We'll look up on that. Yeah. We'll try to find more if we can. All right, let's go to a question to Caroline Levitt here. This is cut 71. Levitt really thinks nothing is wrong with having military occupation. Let's listen to that.
If the courts allow you to ultimately send in the National Guard into Chicago and Portland, do Democrats not have reason to be concerned that there are long-term plans by this administration to keep U.S. military or the National Guard in American cities like what we are seeing here in Washington?
Why should they be concerned about the federal government offering help to make their cities a safer place?
Yeah, why?
They should be concerned about this. They should be concerned about the fact that people in their cities right now are being gunned down every single night. And the president, all he's trying to do is fix it. And there has been a complete smear campaign by the Democrats and the media, quite frankly. I was reading Political Playbook this morning, one of the most inside the Beltway newsletters you can find. And you guys are framing this like the president wants to take over the American cities with the military.
He does.
The president wants to help these local leaders who have been completely ineffective in securing their own cities.
Well,
okay.
I don't think she understands how uncomfortable people feel having the military on their sidewalks and streets of their cities and towns.
Well, the president isn't really supposed to send in the military unless it's an emergency and there's a national, you know, militia that's called for. All the governors don't want the military coming in, and you know, they can call up the National Guard if there's really an emergency. They can do it in their states.
It's this weird thing. They think that they have the solution to stopping crime altogether. We've got Tom Tiffany running for governor, and he's angry about a crime that took place outside a fraternity here in Madison, saying, we've got to take control of this. If he's governor, we're not going to have that happen anymore. There's no crime whatsoever in the state if he becomes governor. What are they talking about? They're just outrageous. And Tom Tiffany is trying to be the next Trump. I call him Mini Trump Tiffany, because he's jumping on this bandwagon of fear.
Coming back with more of John and Gordy on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief.
Nope, there's no way out of this.
No way.
Nope. There's too much confusion. We're trapped in our own country, and the big orange blob is hanging out in the White House.
722 We have cloudy skies this morning. We'll see sunshine along the way. Cool temperatures all day, mid-60s this afternoon. Right now, 54 degrees. Mm-hmm. Brittany Merlot is on vacation. I'm going to step in here, and it's time for Uncle Gordy's weather trivia.
Oh, this will replace the thing.
Yes.
Everything.
Ready for this?
Yes.
All right, John.
Wow.
Dom. Here's the question. Here's the trivia question for today.
From a former weatherman, he should
That's
know.
Right. 20 years in the weather business, and this is what I came up with.
God.
Trivia. At any given time, any moment in time,
okay.
How many storms are in progress on the planet Earth? Is it 1,800, 18,000, or 180,000? Any moment in time, how many thunderstorms are happening right now?
180,000.
All over the earth.
That, I'm just going to say that before I forget the options.
I'm thinking 18, right? Is that what
1,800?
1,800, yeah. I think I'm going
to go 18,000.
18,000. 18,000.
That's your answer.
That's my answer.
What was your answer?
180,000.
In any moment in time.
I'm Mr. Doom and Gloom. 180,000 storms going on.
The answer is 1,800 storms are in progress right now. Across planet Earth. So you got it right, Dom.
Yeah.
Okay. I said 18,000.
Oh, well, then you got it wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
Just 1,800?
Yeah. And every year, get this, throughout the world, every year, 16 million. I don't know if that adds up.
16 million?
16 million.
I don't think that adds up.
The whole year. Okay. Well, if 1,800 any moment in time, so you got to translate that. Okay.
Wow.
So that's our weather trivia question. For today.
Let's not look too deeply into the
sounder. All right.
All right.
It's 7:25. Coming up in about 10 minutes here, we're going to talk to Liz Johnston from Serenity Pet Spa. She'll be stopping by.
That's right. You're taking the calls, right, Dom? All the list of monuments commemorating Antifa. You're gathering
we're making
that
a list.
List, right?
Okay. Yeah, we're making
right.
a list.
Oh, yeah.
Because right.
yeah,
I really
don't
have too many, but
okay, yeah, let me just do that.
I'm trying to find
we
some.
We want to go after them.
That makes sense.
Let me see that mouse, by the way.
Okay.
You got the mouse?
Right. Oh,
trying to scroll up a little bit there, buddy.
We got enough here for
we need a system where we can both get to the scrolling device here so we can, check out the messages. Never mind.
Where are we going to get seafood after Trump kills all the fishermen?
Oh, it's from Doug in St. Francis.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
And maybe
they aren't alien, but Atlantean.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, the
okay.
aliens might be Atlantean.
Maybe they're just living under there, and they've always been there.
That's right.
Okay.
Prince Namer. If they're... Never mind. Tim... If they're so worried about murders in big cities, why not fund more police instead of sending in the military?
Hmm.
Which is something we've been complaining about on this show for, 3 decades now, right, Gordy?
Something
we've been
like
talking
that.
About it. Yes.
Yes.
Ad nauseum. All right. And she said Drumpf was offering help to cities. Ah, he is doing...
He's doing it at gunpoint.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now, let's, speaking of that, Trump is okay with using the Insurrection Act, and this is Cut 73, which is kind of a shocking thing, and it sounds kind of flippant, so I think he wants to do this, and there's a reason why they're talking about insurrection all the time. Everything they talk about is insurrection, not protests, insurrection, which is the wrong word. Anyway, let's listen to what Trump had to say.
Well, I'd do it if it was necessary. So far, it hasn't been necessary, but we have an Insurrection Act for a reason. If I had to enact it, I'd do that. If people were being killed and courts were holding us up or governors or mayors were holding us up, sure, I'd do that. I mean, I want to make sure that people aren't killed. We have to make sure that our cities are safe.
All right. Mm-hmm. See, we have to make sure.
Sure, we have to.
And I think they're. I think he's working up to it.
I think so.
All the cities,
yeah,
all the liberal
waiting.
Areas. Yeah. And Stephen Miller, I'll add something on this. Let's listen to this. It's Cut 75. Again, Stephen Miller wrapping it all up, talking about insurrections and court judges. Let's listen.
No, it's simply a factually accurate statement that when a judge assumes for him or herself the powers that have been relegated or delegated by the Constitution to the president, that that is a form of a legal insurrection. And we have seen...
Insurrection carries a legal weight, so are you recommending...
We have seen, over the last 9 months, a ongoing legal insurrection in which district court judges, as a class, in many cases, have issued, which is why they've been overturned so much, have issued rulings that are flagrantly unlawful and unconstitutional, and it is an insurrection against the laws and Constitution of the United States, and we need to have district courts in this country that see themselves as being under the laws and Constitution and not being able to take for themselves powers that are reserved solely for the president. One more question.
And then, he's actually referring to the Supreme Court decision where they actually came out and said that these judges are acting like executives, taking some of the executive power away from the president, which is just a weird way of describing anything. I can't believe the Supreme Court justices are judges, and they're coming out against all the other judges in the country. Every one of them in the country they're going after. Wow. Now, a judge had blocked the Trump administration. Stephen Miller rather was talking about that. And this is in Miller's response to this judge's decisions was claiming that judiciary is shielding terrorism and that this should be dismantled, the judicial system. Really, I'm not kidding.
Okay.
And the next day, the judge that put this block on the Trump administration, her home blew up. In a fiery blaze.
Oh, yeah, that was unbelievable. Yeah, there's video on that.
Yeah, that's
huge.
Amazing, right?
Yes.
What a fire.
I mean, it was engulfed.
So they're attacking judges now,
perhaps.
We don't know. It might have been a gas leak, but we'll find out.
And the judge's husband broke both of his legs jumping out the window.
That's right.
Yes. Okay, coming back with Liz Johnston from Serenity Pet Spa next.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gorney in the morning.
It is 7:35. We've got cloudy skies downtown over State Street, and we'll see the clouds breaking up for sunshine. Highs today getting into the mid-60s. Right now, 54 degrees. Tomorrow on the show, Mike McCabe will join us. I'm going to be gone for a day or two tomorrow.
That's right. You're not going to be here.
That's why I said I'm going to be gone, because I'm not going to be here.
Thanks for letting me know on the spot.
But no need to worry, John. Matt Rothschild will be filling in tomorrow, and then Catherine will be filling in on Thursday. So everything's all set.
We got a text here. Stephen Miller reminds me of Barney Fife.
Yes.
Weak, stupid, but just enough to be dangerous. Thank you. Thank you.
That's absolutely a good comment.
True.
Yes.
All right.
Very good.
Since Antifa is simply an acronym for anti-fascists and their troops in World War II, we're fighting the fascists. By definition, anti-fascists are the Republicans proposing to tear down monuments honoring World War II heroes. There you go.
Okay.
Wow, that's taking it one step further, Mark. Thank you.
You can send us a text. You can get on the Civic Media app, text us, or call us, 608-879-8255. It is 7:36, and it's time for us to welcome in Liz Johnston from Serenity Pet Spas. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, guys.
Good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Yes. And Serenity Pet Spas with three locations around Madison. They are internationally award-winning grooming salon.
Yes.
And what's on your mind this time of year for pets?
What kind of surprises have you seen so far?
We've been talking about John's pets are all—they're shedding their fur.
Still a mess? Yes, they're doing that.
We talked a little bit about this last time.
Yeah, they're doing that shed, getting ready for the winter coat.
Now it's really kicking in. Is there anything you can offer
for suggestions?
Well, I
feel like all the dogs are confused this year because it was like 80 degrees last week. So nobody really knows what's happening.
Yeah.
The top's still off my Jeep. I don't know where we are.
Is it going to be a double shedding season? here?
It might be a little bit of a weird season, yeah. But I feel like this spring was kind of the same way. Like, it couldn't decide when it wanted to get warm or cold or what was going on. So,
is there anything you could do or should do for your pet to make them more comfortable, or just let it happen and brush them off every day?
Yeah, I mean, and I wouldn't necessarily even brush every day. Really just getting a consistent schedule of getting it all out in a bath, like, you know, about once a month, once every 6 weeks, something like that.
Well,
it's
really gonna
help.
We're losing some of that warm weather here, so if you're doing it outside, you know, with a hose, that's that's something you could certainly try. But I got a question for you. We want to brush our pet, our border collie, and she's not really a fan of being brushed. I bought a brush with the little nubs on the end of it.
Oh, yeah, those are useless.
One of the
those are useless.
Now let me just describe it. It's just like the short brush with the sharp pin-like needles on it. It's but they don't have pin-like needles on it.
Yeah.
They just have the little nubs on it. Is that effective?
No. So the issue is, so they started putting those pins on it rather than just selling a higher quality brush. So your higher quality brushes, when you touch the end of the pins that are, you know, quote unquote sharp, they don't scrape. Like, you can brush your own hand with them. So, like, we sell some in our salon that's like, you can brush your own hand with and it doesn't hurt. So that it was like they solved the cheap, like, rugged, you know, jagged pin problem that was cutting dogs by putting a ball on it instead of just getting a polished end and a softer brush pad. So, but yeah, the pin, like those balls on the end, it just makes it so that the pins can't get through to the base of the coat as well. So you're just,
You're being defeated by the technology.
My favorites are the ones with like that on one side that look like a human hairbrush and like the bristle on the other side.
I hate those. I hate
those
brushes.
They're completely useless. Yeah. I have no idea why they're sold.
I know. I feel the same exact way. But here's the thing, you know, with those kinds of brushes, you mentioned, the pin-like brushes, but they polish the ends on it so they don't scratch.
Yeah, the higher quality ones are not as scratchy. They're more of a polished end, so they're not breaking and damaging coat and skin. And then they also, they're just a little softer pad. So, like, the padding has more flexibility that it's actually on, and so it's softer when you're brushing the dogs. So, like, a higher quality is like, you're going to spend a little more on a brush, but it's also going to last you longer.
Okay.
Those like cheap brushes at the common pet store, they die within like a couple uses. So these ones are made for groomers, so they're used to getting a beating. So they're used to brushing, you know, 15 some odd dogs a day. So they'll last you years at home. So
does that help you at all, having, you know, the owners of these pets brushing their dogs on a regular basis, and then when they take them into your spa, that it's easier to maybe, you know, clean them up, you know, get them ready for winter?
Yes and no. It kind of depends if they're good at the brushing. And it's also, it's a reason why we require rotation, because it's like once you get past that, like, 2 months without a bath, it doesn't matter how much brushing you're doing at home. That dog is dirty. It's full of dander. The coat isn't coming out anymore. And it needs to get in to get a good bath.
You've scared me right there.
Sorry.
My dog is so bad. Oh, man.
Now, I know you have a lot of regular customers
that
you've had for years, probably.
Yes. Oh, I was just looking at one the other day, and I was like, wait, how old are you? I've been doing this to you since you were a puppy. I think she's like 10.
Oh.
And I was like, how'd you get so old, little girl? Attached to him.
So what do you recommend as far as how often people should bring in their dogs for grooming?
Most dogs every 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah, at least for like a bath, nail trims. Those nails grow fast.
Okay.
There's some people that go the 8 weeks, and for a lot of dogs, it's fine for if they're like a short haircut or a short-haired dog. Mm-hmm. But I find just to keep the nails done, the ears clean, a check, like overall their spot check on health, because we can see lumps and bumps and things that you can't find. It's just some of our best are just, they come in like regularly. In a perfect world, everyone just comes and visits me once a month on a rotating schedule, and everything's easy, and the dogs are always clean, and the owners never have to brush them at home at all. That's my perfect world.
Now, as far as temperament of dogs, which are the easiest ones and which are the more difficult ones? The ones that come in every...
The more often they come, the more used to it they're thinking. Like, you know, think of like your toddler going to a new environment versus somewhere that they see every week. They see their same friends. They know the people. Uh-huh. So they're better behaved because they understand what's happening. So, but no, it's not really dog-ness. There's not like a certain breed that's good.
Okay.
there really isn't. It's just, it's, are they on a consistent schedule? Are they a well-mannered dog? Are they a well-bred dog? So they have a good kind of mental head on their shoulders,
yeah.
Raised well as a puppy, started grooming as a puppy. So they're used to the process. Those are going to be the best dogs.
Is there a certain type of dog that isn't, that doesn't shed that much, but still is not a super short hair? Is there something sort of in between that
I mean,
can
you
get
have your like low shedding dogs, any of your, the poodles, obviously, Lagotos are great. Portuguese water dogs are great. Spanish water dogs. Otter hounds. There's a lot of like purebred, low shedding or no shedding dogs out there, other than getting a doodle that can have a lot of health issues.
Mm, okay.
I'm going to make a lot of enemies with that phrase.
Oops. Well, Gordy, no, you know, I'm just thinking about
they're wonderful dogs, but they are not free of health issues.
I'm looking for a dog.
He's looking for a dog, but one that he doesn't have to take care of at all.
Oh, yeah. Get like a really, really short haired dog. Okay. Yeah, because that's the thing, the trade off. You don't want shedding, you're going to have a lot of hair to cut off. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't fall out, it's going to keep growing.
Poodles
are great. I love my poodles.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of dog do you have? You have two?
I have 15 dogs.
Okay. Whoa.
How do you,
okay.
How
whoa,
do you, how
15
do you leave
dogs?
House? How do you ever leave
yeah,
the house with
I have,
15
well, they're
dogs?
They're great. We have acreage and we run around and we do the things. And
okay.
We have, yeah.
Wow.
It's fine. Luckily, I own a grooming salon because grooming would get real expensive.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Serenity Pet Spa. 15 dogs.
Yeah.
All kinds of breeds.
Yeah. Well, because I have my grooming competition dogs. So because of how many competitions I go to, and they are a year, I have two for each class that I compete in.
Oh.
So that's six dogs right there.
Okay.
And then I breed collies. So I have my collies that I breed and show, and I have like seven of those. So between retirement age down to like 3 months old.
You have kennels for all these dogs? They all sleep
Yeah, we
in
have like
kennel
runs. We have like, I have 12-foot runs, and they pretty much are in there, you know, during
Very cool.
day, and then they run on a big acreage all day when I'm home and
do
you chase things.
Do you understand the psychology of border collies at all?
Yeah. That's why I would never
John
own
needs
one.
To have a conference with
you.
You
would never own one?
They're too smart. So it's dangerous. Smart dogs are dangerous. I like know. My regular collies that are kind of pretty and dumb. Like, they're just like sweet and happy to be with you and
yes,
do whatever you
yeah.
want. Those like smart dogs are like, psh, you're stupid.
Like
they look at you like you're dumb. My poodle does that sometimes.
Yeah.
Poodles are like as smart
they're
as I want to get.
Too. Yeah.
My first one owned me because I wasn't prepared. Now I'm a little more prepared.
Yeah.
Okay. Serenity Pet Spa, three locations.
Yes. So we have East Park. That's our east side off American Parkway. We have our original store on Odana Road. Mm-hmm. And then we have our new location. We call it Middleton. It is far west. It's on a Junction Road. So
okay.
You're out,
I mean,
at
we are
the,
getting
you're out at
very
the far
booked.
West, right?
Yes. I'm nowhere. I don't exist. I'm just kidding. but no, I was saying like holidays are we are only like 7 weeks from Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have a holiday appointment for your dog, you better be calling your groomer.
Okay.
Because it's getting real scary.
Okay.
And you can go to Serenity Pets Madison.
Yes, Serenity Pet Spa Madison. Yes.
There we go. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Well, I was going to challenge you to taking my border collie in because I'm really afraid. I'm
keep
a scared.
Saying. Keep saying.
I am. Yeah. I am a scared, and this would be this would be a test.
Okay. All right. Always good to see you, Liz.
You too, guys.
See you next time around. That's Liz Johnston from Serenity Pet Spa.
That's
okay.
Right.
Thank you, Liz. It is 7:46, and again, phone lines are open, 608-879-8255.
All right. Well, let's get to something kind of fun.
Yes.
I don't know. There is a debate going on. The guy is he's a podcaster. Parker, get a job. You can tell that his parents were telling him to do something other than just talking on the internet. Parker, get a job. But he's a lefty and he talks to righties all the time. And I just thought this conversation is so frustrating and so ridiculous that you just have to listen to it.
Okay.
All right. So let's put it on. Cut 57.
And he supports science, by the way.
He doesn't. He said the climate was going to start cooling and science just doesn't know it yet. He said that windmills are causing whales to die in numbers never seen before. He said that Tylenol use during pregnancy causes autism, which there's no evidence indicating any of those things.
That's a health issue. That has nothing to do with science.
That does have to do with what is science?
Health and science is not the same thing. What is good for your health is not the same as science.
He was denying the science about what is healthy for Americans. So yes, when I was talking about his stance on health it was related to him denying science. I do have to clarify that first.
None of that stuff is correlating to science. It's just an opinion.
What is just an opinion.
It's not a health issue. You said something about Tylenol, and then you said something about windmills. What does that have to do with science? What is science to you?
Are there scientific studies on health outcomes?
Health outcomes rely on studies for medication, what is causing something, and what is going to be helpful for someone. That has nothing to do with windmills or what the reason why we need for climate change. None of that has anything to do with science. That has something to do with climate.
Yeah, climate science has nothing to do with science. I totally agree.
Climate science? So now we're changing the subject again. So we were talking about climate change or climate windmills or whatever it was, and now we're talking about climate science. Okay, so yeah, the climate has something to do with the weather. It has something to do with the weather changing. And the seasons and things of that nature.
No, climate does not have to do with just the seasons.
But you want to call it science. So again, we just want to know if you even know what science is.
I do.
Okay, so
the process in which we use to explain the natural world.
That's Parker getting up trying to tell a guy that there is science involved in just about everything we have. Medicine, climate, whatever.
Okay. God. We'll come back and wrap things up after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Bright sunflowers lighting up the day, and they bring such happiness while they stay. Towering high, such a wondrous sight. Won't you take my hand? We can share the light of the sun. Flowers.
Oh, yes. Well, very positive music here as we close out the program.
Right. 7:52. Yeah. And Stephanie Miller is coming up next.
Let's get to a few texts here. We've got your neighbors who wanted to chime in.
Yeah.
Know that Stephen Goebbels Miller.
Of course, it's
starting to shift all over the place here. Was still riding the school bus at 17.
Oh, is that right?
Who rides the bus their senior year? No friends, maybe? Creep.
Stephen Miller.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Okay.
And, of course, that last cut that you heard, Matt chimed in and said, ha-ha, science is an opinion. Sums up the mega nicely. I know it is incredible. What a frustrating interview that must have been. All right.
So.
Let's get to Kat Abu.
Who?
And she Kat is an Abu. Illinois congressional candidate and married to Onion CEO Ben Collins.
All right.
And she talked to Jen Psaki the other night about the violence and brutality of ICE at their facility in Chicago. I want to get this on right away because it's a couple of days old. So its freshness date is arrived.
Okay.
This is what Gen Z is all about, and I tell you, just listening to her is very energizing for me. Let's listen.
Chicago has long been one of Donald Trump's favorite targets. At this point, it is frankly difficult to keep track of all of the ways he is trying to intimidate that city. I mean, just today, the Trump administration announced that it plans to claw back $2.1 billion in federal funding for Chicago's desperately needed infrastructure projects. In the early morning hours on Tuesday, agents rappelled from Black Hawk helicopters and reportedly broke down people's doors, pulling men, women, and children, some of whom were naked, out of their apartments, separating families. Those families' belongings, everything from shoes to toys to food, were ransacked and thrown into piles in the building's hallway. Democratic congressional candidate Kat Abu Ghazaleh has been taking part in those protests and was thrown to the ground by ICE agents herself. You can see it right on the video there. Earlier today, she spoke at a press conference outside of the Broadview facility. Can you just describe how the situation there has escalated over the past couple of weeks?
This facility is where anyone that is abducted in the Chicago area probably ends up. They're held in inhumane conditions. Every single week, we have seen one-sided escalation from ICE. We come with songs and chants and signs. They come with tear gas and pepper bullets and flashbangs. They have started abducting protesters into the facility. They have started arresting press for doing their job. I have watched them target press multiple times. They tell families that are trying to deliver medication to their loved ones to leave before shooting them with pepper balls. They have tried to drive vehicles through protesters multiple times. This is a war zone, except it's a one-sided war. It is ICE agents in masks. We don't know who these men are. We don't know what they're allowed to do. We don't even know what agency many of them work for. And they are just allowed to brutalize anyone that they want. All the things I just described don't compare to what is actually happening in that facility. Yeah, I think Kristi Noem should have consequences. I think she should be tried at The Hague. What we are seeing from her operation are crimes against humanity. They shouldn't be allowed to operate. What I really want to stress to people is that none of this is normal. It is not normal to have masked men rappel down from helicopters into apartment buildings to arrest families in the middle of the night.
That's right.
That is not normal. Today, we were corralled into a free speech zone. And I'm not a big fan of that term because it implies there are areas in the U.S. that are non-free speech zones, mainly everywhere else. It is ICE's responsibility to respect and uphold our rights. It is not on us to accommodate them. And it is not on us to accommodate Kristi Noem's racist, fascist agenda.
Kato Bugazale, never hold back. I really appreciate you taking the time tonight and speaking out so forcefully about such an important issue.
That is really good stuff.
That was on Jen Psaki's show on MSNBC.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's Gen Z energized as hell. And more power to them. It's not going well in Chicago.
And yeah. It's
continuing. They're driving trucks through crowds. And the thing is, you know, when we see the conflicts on the street between the protesters and ICE agents or the National Guard, it's really not the protesters who are causing this. They're not attacking these individuals. It's the guard and it is the ICE agents who are trying to push these people around. And when you push people around, they have a tendency to maybe just push back a little bit or whatever.
Yes.
And then suddenly if somebody does fall or something like that, then the agents swarm around them and arrest them.
Yeah.
And that's my observation. That's where I see all of this. The conflict is really caused by the government and the ICE agents and the National Guard, because they're just pushing people back, and sometimes they fall, sometimes they are not being able to be pushed back because there are people behind them, and it just gets to be a scuffle, a mess, and then people get arrested falsely. It's
pepper
just
spray
and then of course the attempt by the administration now to portray everything as Antifa. Right. And again, we're looking for the Antifa statues and monuments around the nation that were put up in the last two centuries.
Don, what do you have to say?
I got to say, I'm just as nervous. I live really close to Chicago, and I don't even want to go to that city now because of this stuff. Yeah. And it's scary to me. I'm sure it's scary to everyone, but whenever I have to go home, it's scary.
That's right. That's
and
right.
It goes.
And I just want to say to Troy, you know, we can't pull this thing up on our computer in front of us. We really are curious about what you've sent us.
We're going to find out what that is.
We will look into that and probably talk about it tomorrow. But appreciate it.
That's going to do it for us for today. Mike McCabe will join us tomorrow. I'm going to be off. Matt Rothschild will be sitting in, and I'll be back on Friday. Catherine's going to be here on Thursday filling in.
Well, I'll watch the sparks fly. because we have Mike McCabe, who used to be head of the Democracy Camp, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Yeah. Matt Rothschild used to be as well.
Yeah.
So we'll see if they agree on anything.
We'll have some fun. All right. Stephanie Miller's next. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.